One of the most frequent questions I receive from sales leaders centers on how you effectively and with minimal expense train newly hired salespeople. The vast majority of sales teams add only one sales rep at a time. So how do you set up an in-house training process to make them productive and effective in the shortest period of time selling for your company? Allow me to share the 7 steps to successfully implementing a new hire sales training process within your company. It's a process that's fast, doesn't take a lot of time or effort, is effective at building new sales skills, and best of all, can be done at very low cost. The first step is to assess what skill help your newest hired salesperson really needs. Most companies hire people with at least some level of experience or awareness of their industry, and most also tend to hire experienced salespeople. So what skills do you most want to improve in this new rep? Be sensitive to the concern I've discussed in many past newsletters that a major mistake made by both salespeople and their managers is to believe in the concept that experienced equals trained. Just because they came from your industry or because they've been selling for someone else for 8 years doesn't mean they have all the skills you'll want them utilizing in their work with you and your company. One way to assess their selling skills is to ask them to complete the free 20-question sales evaluation available at www.greatsalesskills.com. After answering the 20 questions, you can either receive a free 5-to-7-page customized report of your responses or a chargeable version that'll give you over 30 pages of detailed action planning. You also want to complete one of these evaluations on how you view this salesperson so you can also identify where you feel this person's skills are today. Next, discuss your answers to all the questions with your new rep, sharing how you each view this person's current skills. This is also a great time to discuss which skills you most want to see them improve and to discuss their planned sales training program you've organized. It's critical to get their support and buy-in to your planned training. Be sure and explain that your training goal is to help make them a more successful and profitable salesperson with your company. Consider using the phrase I use in most of my programs by telling them, "We know you're good, that's why we hired you. Now the question is, are you good enough to get better? And will you let us help?" Now that you have a solid evaluation of this new person's skills and awareness, the second step to designing your in-house newly hired sales training program is to organize your training focus and to identify the various company employees who can help with your training. Anyone who's going to help with your training needs to be coached both before they spend time with your new rep as well as afterwards to give you feedback on the rep's progress as well as their suggestions on how to improve their training time with the next newly hired sales rep you bring to them. Most companies will define their training planning into 3 separate skill sets: product or technical knowledge, administrative or order processing knowledge, and selling skills or sales process knowledge. Who can you get within each of these discipline areas within your company to assist in training this new person? Most companies will dedicate the first week or two of someone joining a company to the technical and administrative order entry training. This usually works best with you assigning them to the technical or administrative departments for several days at a time. Getting a newly hired sales rep up to speed on your products, industry, and order processing tends to be training areas most companies have under control. The problem for a lot of companies is the 2 weeks dedicated to training on your products and administrative procedures tends to be the only training a new hire rep receives before they're turned loose in their territory and expected to be productive. Besides teaching product and administrative skills, the third skill that also needs to be taught is training on the selling skills, processes, and awareness that can most help you increase your long-term selling success and profitability. What kind of sales skills training have you been providing your newly hired sales reps? Or are you still believing that experienced equals trained? Your third step to implementing a successful in-house sales training program will be to now design an organized and detailed training plan for your new hire. Your training process can be divided into 2 sections. Section 1 focuses on the training efforts completed immediately after joining your company and before they step into their new territory. Most of those training efforts will be with your technical and administrative people. You want to organize daily assignments and learning goals of the major skill or knowledge areas you want covered and learned during your first phase days of full-time training for this new person. The second phase of their training starts when they're officially assigned and active in their selling territory. Just because they've started doing productive work in their territory doesn't mean your new hire sales training program has to end. This second phase of their sales training while they're in their territory can now focus on learning by audio listening, reading of assigned books or articles, and one-on-one coaching by you and other members of your sales team. During the second phase of their training, when they're selling in their territory, you now want to assign major activities or learning products to be completed on either a weekly or monthly basis. One-on-one coaching sessions can include you assigning your new hire to ride with your best or most organized sales reps for a few days. You want to pick the reps who you feel can do the best job of training your new hire on the organization or selling skills they do best. Be sure and always build a list of activities you want covered between the rep and the new hire during these ride with days. You also want your new rep to write up a one-page summary of their ride-along experience with each rep, explaining what they did and what they learned. You'll need to identify sources of sales training materials as you design and organize your sales skills part of your training. Any sales trainer you've ever used within your company or you've heard presented at an association meeting will most likely have a range of recorded training products for you to consider. I also have a full range of audio training products that you can review at www.pancero.com. That's P-A-N-C-E-R-O. To make this work smoothly, you want to always buy two copies of any program you want to use. One copy goes to the new sales rep and one goes to their coach. Assign a single audio CD or DVD that both your new rep and you, or your sales coach, will both agree to complete by the time you talk on Friday. Then on Friday, either in person or by phone, you lead the new rep through a discussion of the material. My May 2008 sales management article titled, "You Can Always Sell More by Setting Up Your Own In-House Weekly Sales Training," offers more detailed ideas on how to coach someone through audio learning. When training a rep who already has years of selling experience prior to joining your company, consider getting them excited and involved in your sales training by starting off with an advanced audio series on strategy, positioning, or sales negotiations. They're less likely to reject your training if you start off with the more advanced topics and then progress to more basic ideas later. One of my clients had a great idea for your fourth step in training a newly hired salesperson, and that's to put your new hire in charge of coordinating and following their own training program. When a sales rep joined their company, the sales manager gave the new rep a three-ring binder the manager had created. The binder contained the outline for the entire training process, covering both their full-time training days as well as the assignments to be covered while they're selling in their territory. The binder also had a lot of tab dividers in the book with different skill areas or departments labeled, such as product descriptions, how to enter an order, or how to give a credit. When the manager gave the new hire their new training manual, he explained they had two assignments upon which they would be measured and could even earn a bonus. The first assignment was to complete their training learning everything possible that can contribute to their selling career with your company. And the second assignment was to add to the manual as they progress through their training so that the next person joining their company would have a more complete training manual to work through. He said that if the order entry people explained in detail how to enter an order, then the new rep should write up the procedure and insert it in the manual. He figured he would have an extensive training manual after he had three or four newly hired sales reps each work through and add to the training manual. Another tip he suggested was as a sales rep was completing their training, the manager would have a staff person make two more copies of the training manual, one for the rep who just completed your training, one for the next person joining the company, and the original master copy stays with you as backup. The fifth step that will ensure your ongoing success with this type of training is to assign a sales coach or guide to any newly hired sales rep. This might be you if you have a smaller team, or it might need to be one of your better or more organized sales reps if you don't have the time to invest. The job of this coach or guide is to be available for all questions or concerns your new hire might have, to make sure all of the other people helping with your training are briefed on what you want them doing, to receive feedback from the various people assisting with the new hire's training, and to monitor and ensure your new rep successfully completes all of these training topics on a timely basis. Who can you select to be your new sales coach or guide? If you assign this responsibility to another sales rep, you'll also need to give them some type of bonus or financial award for all the hours you're asking them to invest in this new person. Step 6 in your new hire training process is to monitor and discuss your new hire's progress through their training program. Whether you take on this coaching responsibility yourself or if you assign it to someone else, it's still critical you stay involved as their manager in your new hire's training process. Ask your new rep to send you a brief, weekly, one-page summary of all they did, learned, and accomplished. You following up with a phone call to discuss their accomplishments and progress will do a lot to keep them focused, working hard, and committed to their sales training. These weekly training update reports are also a great way for you to be talking to your new hire as you build your relationship with them and identify the areas you most want to focus on as their manager that can help them accelerate their growth and selling success. Your seventh and final sales training step occurs after they've successfully completed their sales training program. You want to debrief with them to learn what they thought of their overall training experience. You also want to ask them to identify the training areas or people who provided them the most value, as well as those areas they felt can be improved. This is also a great time to review how much they improved and added to their training manual, so you can reward their efforts. Successfully training one newly hired sales rep doesn't have to be time-consuming or expensive. Long term, you'll receive multiple times the payoff if you invest a little more time and effort at the beginning of someone's career with you and your company, especially if your new hire already thinks they possess all the selling skills you feel they'll be needing in their new job. And you might find the weekly audio training of such value that you begin holding this type of weekly training for your entire sales team. As the manager of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and committed enough to establish your own in-house new hire sales training program so that each new member of your team begins their career with your company with the best possible set of selling skills and awareness? Thanks for listening.